Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Well, lots of new faces on the Hawks this year. Dave, I'm going to have you take the first question and introduce our guest on Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. And by the way, congratulations and thank you to MB Financial Bank. The new arena that was just opened by the Hawks is going to be the MB Financial Bank, or is the MB Financial Bank Arena.
How about that?
That's great.
Which will be a community facility.
Very cool for them to step up.
Practice facility for the Blackhawks as well. Lance Boma is no stranger to the National Hockey League. Has spent six years with the Calgary Flames, and now in his first season with the Chicago Blackhawks. And Lance, welcome to Chicago.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Going fine. I just want you to know, Lance, I really disliked you in Calgary, and I couldn't be a bigger fan now.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, really, I've come around. How does a guy, now you listen, yeah, as much as you've been around the game, how do you fit in with so much talent on this team, taking your game and what you know you're good at and making it work for this team? Because it can't just be coaches go, hey, Lance, do this, can it?
No, it's basically just, I mean, it is actually. I mean, it's just go out there and just play our game as a line. I think we just want to bring a different dimension to our team. And obviously what we do is we just go out there and try to be hard to play against and try to get the other team frustrated and wear them down. And if we do that, then we're doing a good job as a line.
Coach Q has referred to you guys as the energy line. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's just providing energy for our team. Obviously, sometimes during a game, you're going to need a spark, so go out there and do whatever it takes to provide that. And exactly what I just said is just being hard to play against every time we get on the ice and making sure the defenseman or the other team knows when we're out there.
Dave, I would think that it also means Coach Q told you to be the energy line. So you better
yes,
be energetic.
You better be the energy line.
Otherwise, you'll have to answer to Coach
Q. That's what he was.
Exactly.
When you parted company with the Flames after spending your whole NHL career there, Lance, but then you turned right around and the Blackhawks offered you a contract, how much of a lift was that, given that it had to be a pretty disappointing situation for you with the way things ended with the Flames?
Yeah, it was for sure disappointing. Obviously, not the way I wanted it to go there. But at the same time, I was just, as soon as the Blackhawks called, I was excited. I mean, it's obviously a fresh start for me and such a great organization and a great team. So I was very excited and just obviously looking forward to getting the season going, and made the summer that much easier knowing that I was coming here to Chicago, and I was really, really excited about it.
Are you a trash talker at all on the ice?
A little bit here and there.
The reason I ask is because you trash talk when you play the Hawks. Now you're a member of the Hawks. Did you have to square anything up with anybody?
No, it was pretty good. I think obviously guys know what's said on the ice kind of stays there, and obviously I didn't have to go and apologize to anyone. I think it was a pretty easy transition for me.
You bet. Your Lance walks into the dressing room. Hey, Siebes, remember that thing I said? Just a game. Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you having fun? I mean, I think, listen, the most successful part of this Blackhawks run is the guys continually seem to be having fun. And I firmly believe, no matter how high the athletic competition is, fun means winning.
Well, for sure. I think it's obviously a very fun group to be around. Wasn't sure what to expect when I came here. I was a little nervous coming here, but obviously the guys have been great. A fun group, obviously. We just got to keep going. I think obviously if we have, like you said, if we're a tight group and we have fun together, then we're gonna do some good things.
You got your first goal with the Blackhawks the other night, the win over Arizona, and not just the goal, but you got what turned out to be the game-winning goal. That had to be a big lift for this team.
Yeah, it was exciting. Obviously, taking your first one that way it was great, and obviously it was a big win for us. So. It was an important goal, and it was nice to get rewarded for that, for sure.
And it's got to be great to break the seal on that, because now you can just go to these guys. I don't know if you've heard of Taves and Kane, Dave, but you can just go, hey, give me the puck. Get me the puck.
Yeah, I don't know about that yet.
Well, a one-year deal with the Hawks means you got to earn your place in your keep, and it looks like you're off to a good start. Have you brought family in to Chicago as well?
I have, yeah. My parents and my brother came for the home opener here, so they really enjoyed it. Obviously, Chicago is such a great city, and it's totally different than what I'm used to. So it's been fun here. Obviously, really enjoying getting to know the city, and yeah, I'm sure more family throughout the year is going to be coming as well.
Now, Dave, I think we can help Lance here.
Yeah.
Because he'll get certain advice from the team. But did you have a favorite restaurant in Calgary that you liked over your time there?
I did, yeah. There was a few spots I'd like to go.
What was like one of your favorites?
Pretty good. Salt Lick was pretty good downtown.
That's a steakhouse, isn't it?
Steakhouse, yeah.
All right. We have a lot of steakhouses. Let's just go through a couple. Have you been to Gibson's?
I've been to Gibson's, yes.
Okay.
Chicago Cut.
Chicago Cut, have you been there?
Yeah, of course, been to Chicago Cut.
All right, Smith and Walensky?
I have, yeah, I took my parents there.
Good God, man, do you ever eat at home?
No, I mean, it's pretty easy to go out here and find a good restaurant, so it's kind of tough to cook at home, I think.
Like I said, Dave, Lance doesn't need our help at all.
No, I don't think so. I think he's finding the restaurants just fine.
Right.
The guys on your line, it's kind of interesting. I mean, Tommy Wingles is a local guy, but like yourself, comes to the Blackhawks after playing elsewhere throughout his NHL career. And then you have a young guy there by the name of John Hayden, who I think Blackhawks fans are really enjoying watching play. What strikes you early on about John's game and maybe what the upside is for him?
Yeah, I think obviously there's a tremendous upside there. I think obviously he's a guy who... He's a young guy who wants to learn. He asks a lot of questions and is very, accepts whatever you got to say to him. So he's going to be great. I think he's obviously showing already that he plays with some confidence and plays with a swagger, and I think that's a huge thing to have as a young player for sure.
And I'll let you go on this, but we always like to have some inspiration for kids that listen and look up to you guys so much because I'm sure you can imagine how big hockey has exploded in Chicago since the resurgence of the Hawks back in 08 and 09 and beyond. But what do you tell parents? Because the kids are at school now. What do you tell parents of juniors on how to encourage them and keep them going in the game?
I think just the biggest thing is never get discouraged. Obviously, I think for everyone there's going to be times throughout your career, throughout your hockey career, that things aren't going to go your way or it's going to be a disappointing time. So just continue to be yourself and work hard, and if you do that, then everything will work out.
Shahay Bagdasarian is our listener question of the day. Wanted to know when you started playing hockey. How old were you?
I started playing when I was about 4 years old. My brother's team didn't have enough players, so they asked me if I would be willing to play, and obviously jumped all over it, and it's been great ever since.
I understand you weren't the best forechecker at four.
Actually, I couldn't stop, so what I would do, I just go and run into the boards and hopefully maybe hit someone at the same time. But yeah,
the human collision.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good catching up with you, man. We're thrilled that you're here. Congrats on getting the first one. Keep it coming and stay healthy.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank
appreciate you,
Lance.
You being on.